Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At a bare minimum, the Giants need a bridging in need.
Yeah. So you want him to be great and to be the franchise quarterback,
right,
and lead him to the postseason and win, you know, multiple playoff games and pretend perhaps even getting a chance to win a Super Bowl. But if he was Andy Dalton, you'd take it.
Right. I'm seeing a bunch of fun years, a bunch of playoffs, but I'll know when the time is right to move on a draft.
That is such a cop-out answer because he basically said, yeah, because the guy who replaces him is going to be great.
But hold on.
What he said was he stabilized a bad franchise.
100% he did. I mean, he was. I love that comparison, even though I think it's very loaded, because I can proudly say Andy Dalton was very underrated. I mean, Andy Dalton was a Pro Bowler.
Right.
Andy Dalton won 9-10 games basically every year. And the problem was, come postseason time, they fell flat on their face.
Yes.
But you got to get there. And
right,
they got there basically every single year. And then he's bounced around the league. And now you think of him just as a journeyman that's floating around. But yeah, I think for the first 7 years of Andy Dalton's career, that was pretty good. But most people don't view it that way. They view him as a joke. They view the Bengals as a joke.
I don't know if I view Andy Dalton as a joke.
You may not, but I think others have.
I view him as a good player who just hit a ceiling. That's how I look at it. It's how I look at Marvin Lewis, too. I mean, I really like Marvin Lewis, and I think he's a really good coach, but he had a ceiling. He just could never get over.
And I think right now with where the Giants are, we would take that ceiling.
Because 100%.
When we get to the point of being sick and tired of losing in the first round of the playoffs,
yes,
that's a big, big step over where we are right now.
That's a problem you'll learn to deal with and learn to, like, hate in a way. But in today's context of the Giants, you'll take it 100 times out of 100.
Tommy, would you take Andy Dalton's career out of Jacksonville?
Absolutely not. I think we're setting the bar way too low.
So what's the bar?
I want a Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson quarterback to
watch.
But
he might not be that.
But I need that on Sundays because as a fan.
What if he's not that?
Well, then it's mediocrity and we're just sitting here. Like, I want to have
a
chance to win a Super Bowl.
It's above mediocrity. It's above average.
All right, you know what? Let's meet in the middle. I'll give you a name. I'll give you a guy who isn't top 10 as far as talent, but I think he's a top 5 quarterback. Give me Jalen Hurts. Give me a winner. Give me a guy.
Yeah, that's a different one because Jalen Hurts is going to redefine what we consider a successful quarterback in the NFL. That's happening because he's already one of the best winners in football.
But I want that. If you're telling me he's not a top 10 talent, then give me a top 5 winner. Give me a Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
Who's a top 5 winner.
They have a fantastic defensive front seven.
So
they have an unbelievable offensive line. They have the best running back in football. They have two of the most accomplished wide receivers in college and NFL history right now. And they have a coach who might be quirky as hell, but knows how to get the best out of those guys. So what are we missing?
Everything.
That's not true.
Basically
That's
everything.
That's not true. You have Malik Neighbors, who is as good as Smith
Stop.
Or Brown.
No, but
you don't
but
think
you
the
don't
front
have,
seven
okay,
is good
so, no,
as
no,
Robin?
Who's the Robin?
No.
Who's the Robin?
Well, they got to get a Robin.
If he's Batman, who's the Robin?
Darius Slayton?
Right.
You're not even close. And that doesn't mean you can't get there someday.
Right.
And I don't want to dismiss it.
Who's the Aquaman running back?
Right. Yeah, who's Saquon?
I love Scat.
Can we just revisit? He went off Mahomes and go, you know what? I'll take the reigning Super Bowl champion.
No, but
I need that.
But he is, unlike you, being honest. No, he is being honest because, unrealistic but honest, when you draft a young quarterback, the dream is what he just said.
Yes. Did I say I didn't want that as my dream? Is that not my hope? Is that you didn't ask me to sign for Andy
Dalton? No, but I said, would this be deemed a success? He went out and said, no. If it's any of those other guys, what are we doing? We're wasting our time.
Yeah, I want to hit the jackpot. I don't want to be morbid, but if you don't get the quarterback right, it could be 5-10 years. Then I'm 50 years old. Like, I want to hit the jackpot on the quarterback and have 10 to 15 years where I can win a Super Bowl or more than one.
But they also traded up from a second round, late first round. I think where you picked him matters, too. That's why.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I don't think it's a complete disaster. Like, had they lost to the Colts...
Not disaster. Disaster's too strong. I think it's disappointment. Like, when you start a young quarterback, and no matter where you draft him, even if it's late first round, the expectation is that guy's going to lead me to the promised land. And if not, I'm going to look for a new one. And Andy Dalton is a great example of that. He was good for 7 years. And then what did the Bengals do? This ain't good enough. Eventually, you deem this isn't good enough.
Well, that's another part of the equation. If he's good enough to a certain extent, it is going to be up to the organization to then decide when the time is to pull the ripcord. That's a different scenario for down the line. If you're asking me a guy who's going to make the playoffs year in and year out, and the team's going to win 9-10 games, yeah, I'll give me that right
now.
You
know what he reminded me of, Tiki? It's unrelated but related.
What's that?
And I need your opinion on this because I was losing sleep over this the other night. I like to have an active quarterback list in my pocket. Like how I rank the quarterbacks. Mm. So anytime we have a discussion like this, I can just say, oh, yeah, on the Evan list.
That's a good one.
You like that, right?
Yeah.
So I always do it. And so I was doing it last week. I was like, oh, let me do my updated Evan Roberts quarterback list. So I have it so that whenever we have these discussions, because you kind of forget, you're like, top 10 quarterback. And then you're like, well, who's number 8? Who's number 9?
Yeah.
So I was doing it the other day, and I got tripped up because some of them are so easy at the top. Like to me, Patrick Mahomes is still number 1. We could argue about it, but you get it. You respect it. And then I had Josh Allen, I had Lamar Jackson, I was feeling all good. I was so deeply confused about where to rank Jalen Hurts, to his point, because he is great.
Yeah.
Like, the guy should have won 2 Super Bowl MVPs already.
Right.
But is he benefiting from a stacked O-line, the best running back on the planet, amazing coaching? But I don't want to disqualify him from it. So where am I supposed to put him in the top 10?
Yeah.
And be fair about
it. Well, he's definitely a top 10 quarterback because he wins.
Yeah.
You go into any game and he can win that game. You can't say that about every quarterback, including depending on the opponent. I think irrespective of the opponent, Jalen Hurts can win you any game against any team in the NFL, period. Even Lamar Jackson, you can't say that about because you would say, somehow they're going to lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. Somehow they're going to lose to the Buffalo Bills, right? Somehow they're going to lose to the Detroit Lions last night. Good job, Sean. You and I, brother.
Yeah.
Eye to eye. Got
the best
one.
Football minds on the show.
Right. No doubt about it. So I think Jalen Hurts has to be in the top 10. But when you look at the qualifications, how we normally do this, what's his arm strength like? What's his accuracy like? Can he hit that dime throw? Can he throw this blah, 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 yada, yada, yada? You kind of say, yeah, he's probably like 15 or 16.
But he's got to be higher than
but
that.
But
like
he's got to be higher than that.
Yeah, I think I'm settled on, here's where I think I'm settled on the Evan Roberts quarterback.
And he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he could have won 2.
And he was great in the other one that he lost.
I think I've settled on Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, Hurts 4, Burrow 5.
Wow.
Yeah, because Joe's got to stay healthy.
All right, that's part of it.
He's a walking injury.
This is 2 out of the last 4 years?
And go back to his rookie year when he got hurt.
He's been hurt 3 years out of six.
Reliability is a big part of this sport, staying on the field. So I think I'm settling on Jalen in the top five.
I just assume Burrow was four. I think the next four are obvious where Hurts lies. I think Hurts is with Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, and Matt Stafford.
Here's the problem. Matthew Stafford is old, and so I'm not doing a list of all time. Current list.
Currently, he's been resumes. Awesome.
Yeah, I can't put him up there. The problem with Jaden Daniels is I got to see it again. Yeah. And he's hurt right now, too. So no disrespect, but got to see it again. And who was the other guy you just said?
Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert? He's a loser until he's not a loser.
Yeah. He's got to win something.
He's got to win something. Now, he may be on his way to winning something. And there's a part of me that thinks that's the case. Mm-hmm. But he hasn't done it yet. Anyhow, just an aside to this discussion, because eventually the expectations for Jackson Dart are going to be to the level of what Tommy just said. I think he gave the most honest answer to this, which is when you draft someone, no matter where it is, but in the first round, and then you start that guy, the expectation is, can that guy be my Patrick Mahomes? And that's not him saying or me saying he's going to be Patrick Mahomes, just, hey, if I don't get a franchise quarterback, what are we doing?
Right.
Justin, I think that's fair.
Yeah, Justin Herbert has been to the playoffs a couple times, but he has yet to win.
Yeah.
He has not won a game in the playoffs.
You can't put that above Jalen Hurts.
And then last year, it was embarrassing.
Yes.
But he built that enormous lead that first year. The defense.
You cannot put that over Jalen Hurts. Now I'm convinced you're being a hater in this discussion.
I didn't. I put them in the same group.
They're not in the same group. That's insulting.
You don't think that the Eagles win a Super Bowl, Justin Herbert is
the quarterback? That's not the question. When I do my Evan Roberts quarterback list, I'm just ranking the quarterbacks.
I would say no. Honestly,
really?
I would say no.
Okay.
I would honestly say no.
That first playoff game he played, they have an all-time lead. He scored 30 points at the half, and the defense collapsed everything in that second.
I'm going to start calling you Pretzel. You bend so many different ways to take shots at teams you don't like, and I respect it.
I'm not taking a shot. I just named Hurts a top eight quarterback.
Also, look at Jalen Hurts' numbers in the playoffs, and look at Herbert's.
But the numbers, you can't use the numbers.
No, but Hurts' numbers are he gets better big games, and Herbert gets worse.
Right.
So how could you say Herbert would win on the Eagles? His numbers get worse.
What was the score? 35-10? What was the score last year? It was bad.
And Herbert lost a lot of big games in college. Right. And I like him as far as arm talent, but he has not won a lot of big games on either level.
32-12. That's what they lost to the Texans last year.
My favorite part is you guys talking trash about Justin Herbert before he smokes you guys on Sunday. Hey. I'm just kidding.
I don't feel that. You actually feel like they might win.
I kind of feel the Giants may win. Tiki's right. We'll get to that as the week goes on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.